Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hello, Half Moon Bay, and hello, listeners around the world online. This is Kevin Nova, and this is a new episode of Coastside Carousel. Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and Campground, RV Park, and soon-to-be hotel. Cameron's got a lot going on over there. You should have seen it last week at Super Bowl Sunday. It was amazing. It was a madhouse. I went in there. They had food everywhere. And nachos, I got some really good nachos, and they had TVs galore showing the game and people going crazy. And he does a lot of things like that. Whenever there's like a big sporting event for, you know, baseball, football, whatever, they make a big deal out of it. There's also, you know, video games and pinball for the kids and all kinds of stuff. So go down to Cameron's, tell him Kevin Nova sent you. Say that when you go in, and we'll see how many people say that. Anyways. Our guest this week is Mr. Ian Butler from Pacifica. Hello, Ian.
Hey, thanks, Kevy, for having me on.
Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Now, Ian, we on this show, on Coastside Carousel, we feature local Coastside musicians. And most of the ones I've had in here, they're pretty serious people. And you're the most serious one we've had in here yet.
I'm very serious. I'm very serious about not being too serious, actually.
Yeah. You know, I think of you as like the Weird Al of the Coastside here.
Well, thanks. That's quite a compliment, actually.
I think Weird Al is a genius.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean that sincerely.
Yeah. You have to know what you're making fun of to make fun of it.
You really do.
Yeah.
You have, I don't know, how many original songs do you have anyways?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Know? I have a songbook I wrote, put together in 2001, which had 100 songs on it, called Memoirs of an Amnesiac. And so then all the albums I've had came out since then. So that plus, so 4 albums since then.
A lot of your songs, they're very, the thing I love about your songs, and I've heard probably a couple dozen of your songs, is that they're very clever. They're very funny. They could be very witty at times, but you also have like a real kind of like bathroom humor sometimes. Sometimes
sure.
It's a little not safe for work.
I once won $100 at a funny song contest for doing a song called Stripper with a Hemorrhoid.
Oh, man.
So that was at one point, that was my most profitable song ever.
Yeah, well, we're not going to play that one on the radio today. But let's do one. Let's play, this is off of one of your CDs. You have a couple of CDs.
Yeah, Creme de la Flem.
You gave me a copy of that CD years ago.
The CD release party, I should mention, for that was at Cameron's.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
We have a Cameron's connection, goes way back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, this is a song off of that CD. Now, it can be a very serious subject matter, and we're musicians.
Yes.
And I'm sure as a musician, I'm a musician, you've seen it a lot. Unfortunately, there's a lot of addiction with musicians.
Absolutely, yes.
And, you know, people joke about it.
So we see the foibles that people go through.
We certainly do. Yes. And I tell you, I've been lucky enough to avoid it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to stay away. But anyways, this is like it's like a ska song.
Yeah. And it's about people trying to get off of one addiction. They will move to a new addiction to help them get off of that. And then they get a new addiction to get off of that one. And it's like the woman who swallowed the fly. And you end up going, every lap that you go around, you're a little bit deeper.
I've seen it. I have a good friend who was an alcoholic, and, you know, he ended up going to rehab, and they got him to stop drinking. And then he'll show up, and he'll be, you know, like, oh, I just ate a bunch of mushrooms and took acid, but I haven't had a drink in 3 years.
Yes,
and, you know, he's really proud of the fact that he hasn't had a drink. And it's like, dude, But anyways, here's a perfect song about that. This is Ian Butler with Addiction Go Round.
You light a cigarette, put it in between your lips. You smoke it up in style, down to the filter tip. You do it 30 times a day, until you wheeze and cough. So you take up marijuana, to help you to get off. Addiction go round, addiction go round. With every revolution, more tightly you are wound.
Marijuana make you happy. Marijuana makes you sing. Marijuana makes you lazy. And you don't wanna do a thing. And then you get busted once your neighbors did the thinking. So you'll look for something legal and turn to heavy drinking. Addiction go round, addiction go round. With every revolution, more tightly you are wound. Wound up like a yo-yo, bouncing up and down, bouncing to the sound of the addiction go round. Start to hit the bars, you hit them every day, and then you hit some cars, you pass along the way. So you go to AA meetings to help you learn to cope. You cope with all the others with the coffee and the smoke. Addiction go round, addiction go round. With every revolution, more tightly you are wound. Wind up like bouncing up and down, bouncing to the sound of the addiction go round. Bouncing like a yo-yo, bouncing up and down, bouncing to the sound of the addiction go round.
Cha-cha-cha. And that was Addiction Go Round by our guest this week on Coastside Carousel, Ian Butler.
All right, yes.
Now, Ian, I do believe you're playing all the instruments on that song.
Yeah, that's right. Although I must admit, I don't actually play the trombone. That was a synthesizer trombone. But yeah, the drums and bass.
You're
and
playing drums, bass, guitar, mm-hmm. keyboards.
Yep.
Okay. Now, a lot of your songs are so goofy and they're like parody songs, mm-hmm. but you're actually a really good musician. I mean, you play guitar solos, you play bass really well.
Well, you know, the thing is, I never really felt like I was that good of a singer, so I always felt like if I just did comedy music, people wouldn't hold me to as high of a standard as a singer. So then I, like Zappa and stuff, I kind of believe, one of my theories is that there's no subject matter too stupid to treat very carefully and put a lot of effort into doing well.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. Again, you talk about Weird Al, but then there's like people like Alan Sherman and you know, who were just, Spike Jones. Spike Jones was a musical genius.
Yeah. I think Tom Lehrer might be my favorite of that.
Oh,
of
really?
That bunch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Masochism Tango and the Elements.
We both spent a lot of time listening to Dr. Demento, I think.
Yeah.
When we were
Well, you know,
up.
I had a request aired live on Dr. Demento during my first acid trip in about 1978 or so.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was listening, and my request played on the air, and I was like, whoa! So I was hooked. And then later I got to actually be on Dr. Demento, so I made the full circle.
Excellent. Well, anyway, so you live in Pacifica.
Yeah.
How long have you been there? Always? Or
for about 27 years or so.
27 years.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm from Southern California.
Oh, okay, Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, here, I consider Pacific a part of the coast side. Some people, they're like, you know, but it's, you know, it's the coast side. This is our community. It's not that far away.
Yeah.
But between, of course, Pacifica and Half Moon Bay, we have the famous Devil's Slide.
Yes, which has been something that has really separated us and kept us apart over the years, you know? There was, in fact, an Indian tribe that that's the delineation. Our tribe was on one side of the mountain, and your tribe was on the other side, you know?
Well, yeah, it did keep us separate, because people are like, oh, man, Pacifica, I don't know if I want to risk death to go to Pacifica.
You had to really think about that. Yeah, going over that mountain.
I really want to do that. Oh, man. The thing was, before the tunnel, I used to drive it, and it's such a beautiful, gorgeous, breathtaking. The first time I drove it.
It's dramatic.
Absolutely breathtaking. And I thought I was going to die because I kept looking at the scenery, looking at the view. But you have a song about it, and it's got a lot of great slide guitar on it.
That slide's played by Rob Willenjohn, a musician down in Pacifica. Yeah.
Excellent. Or up in Pacifica.
Yeah. Right.
But, but the song is called Devil's in My Slide.
Yeah, so it's imagining that the reason why that area has had so much trouble with the train, you know, falling into the ocean there and all their failed attempts to put something in there, my theory is that it was haunted.
It's haunted. I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
And this song I mentioned to you earlier, I love it because I'm a huge Spinal Tap fan. It totally has a Spinal Tap vibe going on, if I may say so. But yeah, here's Devil's In My Slide by Ian Butler.
There is a stretch of road along old Highway 1. Where dwells a demon who enjoys his evil fun. Every couple of years he gets a little bored. Brings forth the torrent and washes out the road. The devil. Try to go around. The devil is in my slide. The devil is in my slide. He'll take you straight to hell if you dare to ride. The devil. Steal by far, then simply inconveniencing the people in their cars. He also worked his way inside and poisoned people's brains, getting them to try to do a thing that was insane. He tried to build a highway to bypass all the trouble, ride across the wilderness, reducing it to rubble. Just in time, the people won't change his evil plan, but the devil isn't finished yet. He still controls Caltrans. But the devil.
I'm heading out soon on my own little surfing safari. I'm sleeping in late, then I'm gone second thing tomorrow. I'm walking there in my flip flops. It's really not very far. The south end of the beach at Lindemar. I'm stopping at the surf shop, rent myself a soft top board. Because it's good for beginners and the only thing that I can afford. Trailer parks. small so I don't have to be in shame. And everyone's a novice so everybody can relate. Watch the real surfers showing off from afar at the south end of a beach island of Mar.
That's right, they'll be looking at us going like this. All right, that's fine, you're better than us. At least I have a credit card.
Take it easy, come and meet me in the parking lot. At the sweetest little beach with the easiest surfing spot. We'll catch a couple kitty waves to brag about in the bar at the south end of the beach at Lindemar. At the south.
And that was Ian Butler live at KHMB Studios with South Side or South End of the Beach.
Yeah.
And that song.
Well, that's from my album, Fog Bless Pacifica, which is
Fog Bless Pacifica.
Yeah, it's basically me making fun of Pacifica and the coastside way of life.
We have a way of life here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're a little bit more rugged, a little bit more individualist than the Pacificans. We're kind of softer, I think.
You think so?
Well, we don't have deal with quite as much commute hassles as
well. You guys have two Safeways and two McDonald's.
We just have one variety.
You guys have two of everything.
Yeah.
But that song cracks me up because I've always wanted to learn how to surf. I'm not a great swimmer. I'm terrified of water, you know.
Well, you have a place for the beginners. At Surfer's Beach, down here at Lindemar.
Oh, that scares me too, man. I don't. I'll smash into those rocks.
You gotta get a nice pair of floaties. You'll be fine.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
They make them really stylish these days too. Yeah, I could get some like Star Wars themed floaties to put on my arms.
We'll be looking for you out there. Yep.
Well, anyways, thank you for being here.
Sure.
It's great to have you.
Keep it local.
If anybody wants to hear your music, you said it's all on YouTube.
You know, if you go to YouTube and just punch in Ian Butler, the various songs from the album Fog Bless Pacifica and Creme de la Flemme would come up on there.
Okay.
Oh, and also I have one called Idiot Light.
Idiot Light. Okay. Yep. And some of those songs are more or less safe for work. So.
Yeah, I never go too far over the edge.
You don't go too far.
Compared to the kids today.
Yeah, oh man, I know. Yeah. Some of the songs I hear now that kids listen to, it's... I got a funny story. I'll tell you, one of my guitar students, he wanted me to teach him a song. And so he brought it up on YouTube, because that's how everybody listens to music now. And it was the clean version, right? The kid's like 11 years old. And it was had like this rapping part in it. And they had beeped out all of the swear words. But the kid was rapping along with it, and he knew it word for word, and the kid was saying beep wherever there was a beep. It's like, you know, yo, girl, I want to take my beep. I want to put it in your beep, and then I'm going to beep, and then, you know.
The kids like to do that today. I think they call it beep boxing.
Beep. Well, I think we're going to end on that. Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed this show, go to khmbradio.com. Let us know what you liked. Don't let us know what you didn't like. Just tell us what you do like, and we'll do more of that. Or you can tell us whatever you want to tell us. And be sure to share this with your friends, your family, all around the world, all across the nation. Click on Coastside Carousel at KHMB Radio and spread the word. And keep listening. And until next time, this is Kevin Nova saying it's a beautiful day in Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.